Hello there, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. My name is Yemisi and this is Tech Empowered Podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization dedicated to creating opportunities for economic growth, prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. Tech Empowered is about real stories from real people whose lives have been transformed by technology in Africa and across the world. On each episode, we bring you inspiring journeys of real people who have all been tech empowered. As they say, change is constant and it is something that you cannot change, right? You can't change and change always happens. But when you decide to make a move, change happens, right? Whether you're starting over, pivoting, or simply finding your way in an unfamiliar space, the moment you realize it's time for a change and take action, that's the moment your story begins to unfold. There's an African proverb that says, anytime you wake up is your morning. Just loosely translated to the fact that you can decide to change your life at any point in time. Our guest today is Dara Adenipekun. He studied electrical engineering and had just a little coding background. His tech journey truly began during the 2020 lockdown, during the COVID era, when he joined Tech for Dev's Digital Skills for the Workplace program. And what started as an eight-week training during a global pause became the launchpad for a thriving career in front-end development. Now, 5 years later, Dara is a software engineer, and in this episode, we're going to unpack how he got here, the choices he made, the lessons he learned and he's learning along the way, and how he turned a single opportunity into a thriving career. Hello, Dara. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, MC. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. All right. So I can't wait to have this conversation with you. Let's start from the beginning. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and
yeah,
just what makes
that click. Yeah, so my name is Dara Adenipekun, and I started out as I studied electrical engineering, and so right from high school I was always inquisitive, and I loved science a lot. I loved to ask questions about how things come about, how is this possible, and how does this happen. So I have that inquisitive spirit, and because of that I studied sciences, I did sciences, and in the university I studied electrical engineering. From there on I decided to move on to a career in software engineering. I would say it was fueled by the COVID-19 lockdown, and then was the time for me to really reflect on what I wanted to do as a person. I've had to work as an electrical engineer in one of the discos in Lagos, and I see that it's a very good career path. However, it's quite monotonous, or what I was doing then was quite monotonous, or should I say repetitive. And because of that, I needed to reflect on what career path I wanted to, you know, really take. And I saw that now the world is more digital, and there are now more digital opportunities, you know, in the world, in Nigeria today. And I decided to go into a career in software engineering, and here I am today, 5 years later, still in that career path.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that introduction. Okay, so you mentioned that you were working at one of the discos before before you started your career as a software developer. So what was that period like for you in terms of when we had the lockdown and nobody was working, and then so how did that transition go from that and then enrolling for digital skills for the workplace program?
Yeah, so just before the lockdown, while I was still in school as a student, I had the opportunity to do an internship. So that internship required me to work with that disco. And because of that, I needed to, always be at the work site every day, 24/7. It was a quite stressful one. And what we're doing was basically things that we have to do over and over again because it mostly involves maintenance. So we had to do a particular test over and over again, you know, just a repetitive process. You move to a particular location, you do a carry out the test, you move to another location, you carry out the same test, you move, we keep on moving up and down like that because it's a kind of maintenance work. So it requires me to always be at the location, always be on the road, always be on site. And I looked at it and I saw that after my internship, this may not really be the career path I want for myself, because I saw that the world is now more digital. You know, we need skills. I saw that skills, whatever skill I have now, should be skill that I'm able to convert or I'm able to use even without having to be with a particular organization. So whatever skill I have now should be a skill that I can work with as a freelancer, you know, I can work with independently. So, and that's what spurred me to really, you know, look towards opportunities that are more digital. And I saw, that was during the lockdown now, I saw the digital skill for the workplace training, and I applied for it. Just, you know, I just applied for it, like I wasn't really taking it serious, but then I applied for it, and somehow we got called up. And the program was sponsored by it was one German organization, and so we were well taken care of. We're paid, we're fed, and yeah, I got to meet a lot of people during that training, and it was really a great decision I made.
That's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. So what stood out for you in the program? What was beyond just one or two that for you? Yeah.
Okay, so what stood out for me was, you know, how organized the program was. You know, there were different career paths you could go into. You either pick software development, cybersecurity, cloud, or UI UX design. So I picked software development, and it was a very extensive, you know, class. We had physical classes. Even that was during COVID, we had physical classes where you'd sit down and get to learn, you know, one-on-one with your tutors and also with, you know, your peers. So it was very intense. It wasn't a class that you just get to watch, maybe watch videos online, and you know, you may not really practice what you're watching. But with that class, with the DSSWA class, we had to, you know, practice what we're doing right on the spot. We're giving a lot of assignments. It was like virtually very, very intensive. You know, I'm very sure that all of us that went through that program are still, you know, very, very good software developers today, because it was, you know, quite intense, and it really helped shape us and really helped, you know, put that skill in us, you know, teach us, you know, about tech and software engineering as a whole. Yeah, so that was what stood out for me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. So after the program, what was your first software development role like? Did you face any challenges putting into practice in things that you had learned? What was that experience like for you?
So it was a great experience. You know, the program gave me a seamless foundation or a seamless entry into IT. After the program, we had to do an internship, but luckily for me, I did the internship. I also got a job with one of the foremost pioneer IT companies in Nigeria. And we had to work on various applications, you know, that are run by the federal government. And so it was like quite, you know, was a good work experience for me, actually. You know, I was able to really go hands-on with all what I've learned at DSFW, and I was able to go hands-on, you know. Then it's made me work in a work environment where I could meet with colleagues, share ideas. I could, you know, discuss with other people about challenges I'm facing. So it gave me a very smooth entry into IT, and yeah, it was a great one, I must say.
So, how has this journey changed you in making that transmission into software development?
So it has changed me in so many ways. It has given me, you know, more confidence in myself. Sometimes I feel like I can't take on something, but then when I do it, I'm able to, you know, I'm able to bring out success from it. I'm able to, you know, achieve that. Sometimes we face bugs, we face issues, but, you know, when you take it on and you try to resolve it, you are able to. So it gives you that confidence that you are able to take on more greater challenges. Then it has also helped me to also shape the life of some other people around me, like my family members, friends, younger colleagues who are looking to get into tech, who are looking to get into IT. Just recently, I was discussing with a guy who was looking into getting into cybersecurity. You know, I was trying to advise him on what career path he can, you know, he can take. So it has helped me also to talk a number of people here and there, telling them how each of these paths can help shape their lives, and, you know, how it can also better their lives. It has also helped me financially. You know, IT is one of the most lucrative fields, and it has helped me earn better, and, you know, it has also given me freedom to do other things apart from IT. You know, I've been able to volunteer with NGOs, because sometimes I do get to work remotely, so I can easily volunteer with NGOs and, you know, some other startups as well. So yeah, it has changed my life in so many ways.
Wow, that's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, I like the fact that you said that, you know, you've been able to build your confidence as you've gone along in your career. And I like for that you're also giving back, because at Tech for Dev are very big on, you know, giving back. So if you received, if you've been poured into, it's important that you also give back to others and just help the next person coming up, which is really cool. So well done. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so speaking of advice, what advice would you give to someone who is listening and maybe they are considering starting a career in tech, but they are unsure about where to start? What advice would you give such a person?
So I'll advise the person to not feel overwhelmed. You know, a lot of people just feel like, where do I start from? If I want to go into tech, don't feel overwhelmed. Just take it, you know, a step at a time. Look at what you like to do. There are some people that they like to design, they like to see colors, they like to see shapes, things like that. That kind of person should actually look into going into UI UX designs. There are some people that they just like something more logical, you know, like a kind of process, a kind of algorithm. You know, that kind of person should be thinking more of back-end development. Some people just love to secure, or, you know, see how systems can be more secure, then they should, you know, look into going into cybersecurity. So what I would just advise people coming up is that don't feel overwhelmed. Just, you know, go through all of the career paths in IT. There are a lot of career paths in IT. There's IT governance, there's a lot, if you want to go into databases, there's a lot of things you can do in IT. So you just have to pick a niche, you understand? You have to pick a niche that you want to go into, and then now go through a roadmap. There are a lot of roadmaps you can get online. Go through a roadmap, which will now determine your learning course. Now, there are a lot of all programs as well that you can go into, a lot of programs organized by Tech for Dev, and other organizations as well that you can register for and, you know, start learning with them. So I would advise that don't feel overwhelmed. Pick a niche that you want to go into. Now, when you start in that niche, ensure you are working with a roadmap, because it will help you give you a direction of where you are going to. I'm sure you're working with a roadmap. You could also reach out to people who are in that field as well,
people close to you or people you know in that field as well who can also guide you, you know, in your learning journey. Then also join boot camps, join programs, you know, some of the programs that Tech for Dev organizes, join events, you know, tech events. Just recently, we had one Tech for Dev event. That was the Microsoft AI Skills Week. That's a very good event to, you know, push people into the AI career path. So join events, you know, don't just sit at home and say you don't know where to start from, things like that. Network. LinkedIn is one very good place to network on. So network on LinkedIn, and you definitely find yourself, you know, soaring in whatever career path you've chosen.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. Do not feel overwhelmed. Take it one step at a time and create a roadmap for yourself, so you know at what stage what you're doing at different stages, and then you follow that through. Thank you so much for sharing that, Dara. So my last question to you is, tell us one fun fact about Dara.
Okay, one fun fact about me is that I can be very funny. Like, I'm very comedic. Work with you. Laugh. You know? Yeah, that's interesting, actually. A lot of people don't get to see that side of me, because on the outside, I'm being introverted, or I mean, look so serious, but then I can get to be comedic and be very fun to be with by the time we get to work together. So also on the side, I love to do some other things. I do music as well. I play musical instruments, so that gives me fun. That helps me relax when I'm not.
Okay.
I play the keyboard.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I do. So that helps me relax, you know, and have fun when I'm not working. So yeah, that's just basically it.
Interesting. That's so cool. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us, Dara. Awesome. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. If there's something that stood out in Dara's story for me, it's that he didn't let his environment dictate for him. I mean, the program was during the pandemic. It was a time when it seemed like the world was on pause. But that was also a time when a lot of people had more of introspection, just to see, oh, what else can I be doing? Because a lot of people were home, you know, you couldn't go to work. And then Dara saw this as an opportunity and used it for his own personal growth. From that single decision, he has been able to build a successful career in tech. This is proof that you really can become anything you want to be. You just have to look out for the right opportunities and start. Thank you, Dara, for sharing your story with us. To our listeners, maybe you're just at the beginning, or you're wondering if you're good enough, if it's too late to start something new, let this be your reminder that it is never too late to try. Whether you're interested in coding or no code, do your research, pick your interest, and take the first step. Like Dara said, don't feel overwhelmed. Take it one step at a time. Thank you so much for listening to Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't yet. Share this episode with somebody. Listen to our other episodes if you're looking for a little bit of inspiration and encouragement. And join us next time for more inspiring stories of transformation through technology. Until then, I remain your humble host, Yemisi, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.